Dayton City officials are responding to the arrest of former Dayton Commissioner Joey Williams. Williams was indicted along with another city official and local business owners, now facing federal fraud and corruption charges. The Department of Justice announced the indictments in Dayton Tuesday. Officials say they're the result of a sweeping FBI investigation. City officials say they're cooperating with federal law enforcement on the investigation into alleged fraud and corruption related to the handling of city contracts. Federal officials have charged Williams with allegedly soliciting and accepting thousands of dollars in bribes from a person whose business was seeking contracts with the city. Court documents allege Williams then allegedly lobbied for the company to be awarded contracts worth more than $150,000. A federal grand jury has also charged Dayton Minority Business Assistant Center Rashawn Winburn with wire fraud and public corruption, former State Representative Clayton Lucky with conspiracy to commit mail and wire fraud, and business owner Brian Higgins with one count of mail fraud and one count of wire fraud related to a false insurance claim. After the indictments were announced publicly, City Manager Shelley Dickstein told reporters the city was reviewing all current and potential contracts.
City of Dayton works diligently to try and assure a fair, transparent, and equitable process when it comes to our bidding processes or procurement processes.
Dickstein also pushed back against the FBI's statement describing a culture of corruption in Dayton City government.
Yeah, I would not agree with that characterization. In certainly the 22 years that I have been here, this is the only incident that I can recall that we've had any elected official involved in any corruption, as well as an employee to this extent. So I do not believe we have a culture of corruption in the city of Dayton.
Dickstein delivered the city's statement on Tuesday at City Hall. Mayor Nan Whaley and current city commissioners were not present at the press conference. They have not issued any individual statements. Federal authorities declined to name any businesses that might have been involved in the alleged corruption. U.S. Attorney Benjamin Glassman told reporters that the indictments were just the first wave of charges to come from the long-term investigation into corruption.
These are indictments, and indictments are just allegations. They're just putting the defendants on notice with what they're charged with. These defendants are presumed innocent unless and until the United States proves them guilty with evidence beyond reasonable doubt in court.
Williams abruptly resigned his city commission post last year, and if convicted, he could face up to 10 years behind bars. Officials say more charges are likely to be filed, and they ask anyone with information related to the corruption allegations to contact the FBI's tip line at 937-291-5222. For WISO, I'm Jerry Kenney.